Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Brey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Hairman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Tovar scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Kelly moves to third. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelly scores. Andrews moves to third. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Melton reaches second base with a double. Andrews scores. Reichardt moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman is walked intentionally. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Andrews bunts towards the mound. Perry juggles the ball. That's an error on Perry. Wood scores. Kelly moves to third. Andrews moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Andrews moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ray Corbin now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melton strikes out. Mitterwald throws to third to get Andrews for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Killebrew out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales misplays the ball. That's an error on Morales. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Andrews fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Bry moves to third. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bry tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Dan Monson pinch hits for Ray Corbin. Dan Monson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Norton now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood bunts towards the mound. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing third base. Jorge Orton now playing shortstop. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards right. Tovar fields it and throws to second to catch Andrews for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick pinch hits for Tom Norton. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Renick moves to second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. Bry reaches second base with a double. Terry Forster now pitching. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Soderholm is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.